Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Finding True Wealth, episode 024, Building Wealth Through Real Estate 2.0. Investing in real estate is a key pillar in the Peak Income 360 philosophy. If you haven't checked out Peak Income 360, I have an episode on that, episode 9. It's been about a year and a half since the last real estate update, so a lot's happened since then for me personally, so I'm excited to build on what we started in episode 6. And I just went back and listened to episode 6, and other than the bad sound quality, it was a solid 16 minutes, so it still holds up a year and a half later. I highly encourage you to go back and listen to episode 6 before you continue listening now. Also, another administrative update. We're publishing on Podbean, which makes my life much easier, so you can listen directly in the podcast app or in the Podbean app. That's P-O-D-B-E-A-N. So, quick little story. A couple months ago, I received a referral from a happy client, and the referral, the lady told me they had a bunch of real estate rentals. They're working with an advisor, but they felt like the advisor didn't understand the rentals, and they could not incorporate them into their traditional financial plan alongside their 401, IRA, 529, etc. They told me they also felt like they heard from their advisor. Every time they heard from their advisor, he was trying to sell them something. They felt like they were being constantly recommended in-house products as well. So for 18 years, I've been hearing the last two complaints all the time. People feeling like they're being sold every time they hear from their advisor, and then feeling like XYZ brokerage firm is always recommending XYZ brokerage products, which feels like a conflict of interest. Because it is. Now, my firm, we've solved this issue by choosing a fee-based business model while remaining independent. So on our advisory platform, we get paid the same no matter which model or strategy or institutional strategist we recommend. And as an independent, we don't have any proprietary products where we are incentivized to recommend. So we make the recommendations that are always in our client's best interest and always have. So that takes care of those two problems that the client had. But the whole real estate rental question was a new question for me. I guess after 18 years, you still run into to people who have new problems. But it made me realize that I'm only one of a few select advisors who believe in real estate and advocate for real estate rentals for my clients. Perhaps it's because most advisors don't own real estate rentals. Perhaps it's because they don't get paid if clients invest their money in real estate rentals. And it's probably a combination of the two. But regardless, I think that I've started to carve out a little niche here in the real estate rental area. So since episode 6, which is about 18 months, my family, my wife and I, Jennifer, we've acquired 8 new units, 4 duplexes, which brings the total up to 16 units, which does include the commercial property where Peak Wealth Management lives. But before we continue on the story of these 8 new units, I want to tell you why I believe so strongly in this asset class. As a financial planner, my income is tied to the value of our portfolios. It's because we charge a fee based on the value of the account. And therefore, my paycheck can vary dramatically based on what the stock market is doing. In addition, the value of the firm itself is based on the fees that we charge client accounts, which means that the value of the firm, again, can vary dramatically based on what the stock market is doing. And I have a substantial portfolio of financial assets myself, which means, again, that my accounts can vary greatly based on what the stock market is doing. And finally, we don't have a pension. Probably just like you, we're thinking about how can we generate income beyond our working years. So we've been looking for an alternative asset class since the very beginning, and We wanted one with low barriers to entry, with attractive income potential and long-term growth. So naturally, we settled on real estate. And the reason real estate is the other reason is because of the low correlation between the stock market and residential and commercial real estate. So in 2008, obviously, that was not true. The correlation was about 1.0, which means that everything was going down at the same time. But historically, there is no correlation between the stock market and real estate. Correlation means when one goes up, one goes down. I should say low correlation means that there is no relationship. When one goes up, the other one can go up, it can go down, it can stay the same. But when both go up together or when both go down together, that means there's a high correlation. This is where we get our diversification benefit. So really, we're trying to diversify our assets, our net worth, and our future income. So coming back to the last 8 units we've acquired, it's been since the summer of 2016, and it's a cool story. We acquired a duplex, which I really liked. It was on a nice street, and it was just one street with a bunch of duplexes on it. They're all exactly the same, same floor plan, same color, everything. So I thought, this is really great. They have good floor plans. They're close to downtown, walking distance, actually. They're made of brick. They have garage. They have garages. So I thought, I want to own this whole street. So what we did is we looked up the tax record for each house, which you can do on the website for the city or the township. For each house on the street, we got the name of the owner. Sometimes it's just Joe, you know, John Doe, and sometimes it's the John Doe Trust. Sometimes it's John Doe LLC. Sometimes it's something weird that makes you laugh, but that's the owner of the property. So we mail the postcard with a picture of the house to the address of record. So it's key. We're not mailing the postcard to the actual house that we want to buy. We're mailing the postcard to the owner of the house. So since we're using a picture of the house they own, they're probably likely to actually take a look at it for a second. And it worked. So we did this every month, and after a couple of months, we actually got a call from a lady who was considering selling, and we made a deal. We had several conversations over 9 months. We struck a deal, and even better was that she had two that she wanted to sell, not just one. And best yet, she didn't want the money. She didn't want us to pay her cash for the two properties or 4 units. She wanted it on a 5-year land contract because those properties were fully depreciated and they didn't want to pay all the tax in the same year. So we made a deal where we had a 5-year land contract and we spread out the payments over 5 years with a prepayment penalty. So I am not going to pay it off early, and that way they won't have to pay the tax early. So it's great for me because we can just cash flow that land contract and we never need to take out a mortgage or anything. The income from the rentals that she was selling to us plus the income from the existing rentals that we already have easily covers the cost of the land contract. In fact, when you add up all of the profits from the 16 rentals, it's over $170,000 today. And that's before we pay this $4,500 per month land contract payment. Even after that amount goes out, it's still over $110,000 of profit after all expenses are paid. I'm talking about insurance, the property taxes, maintenance, $110,000. So when we're looking for new properties, if let's say a duplex is $170,000, that means that we can use that $110,000 dividend plus a little bit of leverage and buy a new duplex every year. So it's just about 2018. I'm going to be 39 years old this year, and I figure if we buy one more each year for the next 7 years, that'll give us 30 units, and we can add. And as we add units, the total profit would increase, obviously. And in 4 more years, the land contracts will be paid off. And as a result, we would be truly reinvesting the dividends each year with no cash out of pocket and acquiring a new duplex each year. And that would get us to 30 units. So one key consideration between now and 30 units is, how long can I continue managing these on my own? And the answer is, I really don't know. It's, you know, sometimes it takes up some time on the weekends. There's no question. My wife, who's off work, staying home, watching the kids, maybe she can help. We talked about that. But also, we've talked about outsourcing. The problem with outsourcing is that, you know, you're giving up 2 months of the rent because you're going to pay them 8%, roughly, and then you're also going to pay them, each time someone moves out, you have to pay them the 1 month rent to fill the place, which means that you're paying them another 8%. So if you do have turnover each year, you're going to pay them 16%. And that turns your 10% returns into 8% or 7% pretty quick. So, we're running a rapidly growing firm, Peak Wealth Management, and running the growing real estate firm, and that can't continue forever. So we'll be continuing to evaluate that. But until then, I do have Chuck, who's my maintenance guy. He takes care of everything for me, so I don't have to be involved. So he is the intermediate solution. Rental real estate is not for everyone. I've certainly made some foolish decisions, and I've seen plenty from others. But I do believe that 90% of people with proper coaching could have success. So if you're thinking about getting started in real estate rentals to diversify your portfolio or to have tenants give you a pension, start by reading a book. It's called The Millionaire Real Estate Investor. It's by Gary Keller. He's the guy from Keller Williams, knows a thing or two about real estate. I'd also hire a realtor who has experience working with investors. In fact, if you have a portfolio of over $500,000 and you're frustrated with your current situation, or if you're unsure if you're on track for retirement, call me. I can see how real estate might work into your situation. You can reach us at peakwm.com or email nick@peakwm.com. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopwood. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a State of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.